And as indicated, one of the things that the legislature enacted was the revised Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, quite a true fadada, dealing with all sorts of things, email accounts, social network, airline rewards, Bitcoins, and so on and so on. We, in the day's world, we sure would not want to overlook those Bitcoins, would we? And what has happened more than a few times in the past, when Dad has died, his password has died with him, and all of a sudden we've got some rather awkward problems in getting access to some of Dad's stuff. Well, the good news is that Gary Beyer up at Texas Tech, he was very active in this legislation. He knows just about all you need to know. If you haven't heard Gary at one of his CLE presentations, make sure you get the next one. And the useful thing is that Gary's outline has some very, very useful forms. And the good thing about that is you want to make sure that this is covered now in a will, and you can use one of Gary's forms in your forms without even knowing what the hell you're talking about, and you're in pretty good shape. So I recommend that. Major legislation regarding durable powers of attorney. We enacted with a bunch of twists the Uniform Power of Attorney Act, every one of them making a beneficial change. First of all, third-party acceptance of a durable power is required. I recall this is several years ago, someone in another department at the university called me and said, I got a problem. My mom down in Brownsville, she's in very bad shape, and she has a bank account. I'm not on the account, and I went down to Brownsville to withdraw some funds.